So those with the tanks in the cage, 50, 51, we are at this section here, by the Buddha. He makes the reference, comparing the merits, the merits of one who practiced the perfection of living without attachment. And that is the standard that he says Bodhisattvas must be able to do. And then in relation to that, he asks the question, in the eastern direction, Sifu Yinhe, Shifuti Yu Yinhe, we went through this last week. Dongfang Shi Kong Ke Si Liang Bu. So, the eastern direction, the empty space in the eastern direction, is that measurable? Is that fathomable? Are you able to consider and measure how vast that space is? And the reply from Venerable Shibuki, Hu Ye Si Zun, no. Si Zun, the world honored one, referring to the Buddha. So then the Buddha further replied, Shi Puti, Nan Si Bei Fang Si Wei Sang Xia, Shi Kong Ke Si Liang Bu. So further, in the southern direction, in the western direction, in the northern direction, and including the up and down direction. Yeah. The space that is surrounded by all these directions, is that vastness comprehensible? Yeah. Are you able to go and discriminate and consider how vast? Is it finite? Is there a limit to it? Yeah. Is it measurable? Who yes, again the reply, no. So we stopped here last week. So over here, give me a second. Further down, let me see. Okay, so today we have two of our new students join us. I hope you all can catch up. The past lessons, we have done recordings, and then we have posted onto the online, so you all can listen to the audio recording. We are here, very good, because last week I dropped the text and then the marker came along. So, well, actually, we have quite a few pages already. So, you sound very good. See if you can see that. Okay, yeah. So, who is the Shi Puti? So, the Buddha further address. Venerable Shibuti. So, a bit of my teacher's explanation. So, basically what I've explained, even one direction is not able to, you're not able to fathom how vast that direction is, the empty space, much less all other directions altogether. So the Buddha further replies, Shibuti, 菩萨无住相布施福德亦复如是 不可思量。Yeah. So, the Buddha addressing Venerable Subhuti, yeah, 菩萨无住相布施。So, if the Bodhisattva were to practice giving, in part way, Bodhisattva do giving, we also do giving. Yeah. But here, 菩萨无住相布施, that means no attachment. Earlier we have gone through it before. 无住, 住 means, usually means abiding, but here it means attachment. So 无住相, the 相, usually we refer to visible form or features, but here it encompasses all phenomena. Yeah. So in other words, here if a Bodhisattva were to practice giving with no attachment whatsoever, on any phenomena at all. Then, Kanatan, Fu Da Yi Fu Ru Si, Bu Ke Si Liang. Then, the merit, it is similar. Similar to what? Similar to what has been mentioned. Just as vast as the six different directions, the empty space. Immeasurable. Bu Ke Si Liang. Shi Pu Ti,菩萨但应如所教住So, Bodhisattva should practice and abide accordingly. So, my teacher's explanation. 佛告诉须菩提发无上菩提心的菩萨 So, Bodhisattvas, they are those who, how do I put it? Here says, 发无上菩提心What is 无上菩提心? The unsurpassed Bodhicitta. In other words, I have made a sincere aspiration towards Buddhahood. Not just saying, oh, you're so poor thing, I can't help you. Of course, that's also good. Huh? But not just a small gesture. And also not with a kind of wrong mindset, but here it is very sincerely, with great compassion, wishing to attain Buddhahood in order to liberate sentient beings. So, such a being, what happened? 发无上菩提心的菩萨，努力的修我空观。Such a person is not just having this kind of thought, oh, I want to attain Buddhahood.And I would like to liberate all sentient beings. But after that, you need to do your cultivation. Such as, 努力的修我空观, diligently cultivate the contemplation of no self. Not just learn about no self. Just now, Marcel asked the question. Enlightened beings also know four noble truths. We also know four noble truths. But what is the difference? This is the difference.We can say that we are slightly better than I think most Buddhists are, or most people maybe. Yeah. Most Buddhists maybe call themselves Buddhists but don't even learn Dharma. So at least we learn Dharma. You don't beat yourself away because you're not enlightened. It takes a while. But key thing is, after that, not justHave the mindset, but practice with diligence. Yeah? Cultivate with diligence. Cultivate what? The contemplation of no self. Siu wo kong guan fa kong guan. So, not just emptiness of the self, but emptiness of phenomena. So, we have gone through that before. Then, what happened? So, this person, this Bodhisattva, 有了成就You cultivate diligently in this way, one day. Yeah? One fine day, you have some accomplishment. Then what happened? 而能够修布施陀罗蜜。Then you are able to cultivate the perfection of giving. And 心无所住。So not so easy. Huh? Initially, we also learn about the practices.If we see people give, we also give. If people see people do, we also do. We have to start somewhere. Don't think, oh, Sifu, in that case, before I have reached this stage, then I don't do anything. No. It is because we do at the initial stage, then we can reach the perfection. No. So, then what happened? Then the mind has no attachment while you are giving. 我所得的福，他所得的福德，也像虚空似的。 Then such a being, such a bodhisattva, the merits that the person has gained is just like the vast empty space. 广大无边际，不可思量。 It's vast without any limits. And it's unfathomable. So, 须菩提。 菩萨但应如所教诸 So then, the Buddha have this closing verse here. 这是以这个劝诫结束这段文 So the Buddha ends this section with this verse that is an exhortation. So in other words, encourage and also like a reminder to the Bodhisattva. You should do this. 应该如佛所教导的修三轮体空的布施 that this is how Bodhisattva should cultivate according to what the Buddha has taught to contemplate. Empty in nature is the giver, empty in nature is the recipient, empty in nature is the gift. 三轮体空, these three levels. So, 不要有所执着就成功 No, not to have attachment, then you can succeed. I've mentioned maybe like 1 or 2 weeks ago, how in the past during a retreat, one of the instructor, Venerable, was explaining Diamond Sutra. But it was just one talk. now I can appreciate that whenever Some societies organize one talk and to cover one sutra. A bit tough. Actually, it's a bit tough. Tough not just for the speaker, tough for the listener also. If the speaker managed to cover the whole sutra, I don't know whether we can digest or not. So, I mentioned how the instructor, Venerable, was explaining. Then, I gave camera. You all remember what I said? Yeah, I gave him, you know. Then I raised my hand and I said, 法师啊, 是不是最终就是不要执着? Then he looked at me and I said, yeah, 对。 Now when I think back, he's very kind. I mean, it's true, but he's very kind to just, yeah, right. Because, yeah, but in the end, that's what my teacher also explained, right? 不要有所执着 or usually we say 执着 That's true, right? But in that case, then why is there a need for the Buddha to say so much things? Right? Then in that case, it should be 如是我闻一时佛在舍卫国 佛说不要执着 诸天人众 诸比丘众、菩萨众，信受欢喜，信受礼而去。 Then 搞点灾啊！欢喜信受，做礼而去。要纠正我？要不然这样子，改次你来这边做，要不要？用改次，现在你要的话，我去那边休息，要不要？要不要？ 不要就好自为之啊！我穿这件衣服的时候，坐在这边的时候，脚是不一样的，要注意哦。这个平时聊天的时候没关系。 这个是你自己的那个，但是上课的时候要那个叫什么？应众学习。 So sometimes when we read some Dharma books, we must know that it's actually quite a challenge whether to give a talk or to write a book. How much to put in? You know? Yeah, so sometimes when we read some texts or some books, we find, so much detail, so very simple. They can also say, just remove your defilements. Right? At the end of the day, remove the defilements. So, yeah, right. Then in that case, all Dharma books is just one piece of paper. Remove. 断除贪嗔痴. Yeah. 熄灭诸烦恼. Okay, God himself. Yeah. Why is it that in this sutra, the Buddha gives so much teaching, in the commentary, the master had to explain so much? Why? Because just telling us that, who don't know about how to do it? And also, many times it's more like a reminder. So this is one of the very famous questions. Yeah. So what do you think? Yeah, consider. Is it possible to see the Buddha? Yeah, see the Tathagata, in other words the Buddha, via the physical body. Let's see what is the reply. 不也世尊, 不可以身相得见如来, 可以不, 如来所说身相, 即非身相, behind 是名与身相. So this is a different section really. The earlier section is on giving, and here further elaboration on this teaching. 前面一段是发无上菩提心的愿. So the earlier section is more on this aspiration, the early invocation of bodhicitta. So, 第二段是不住相修六波罗蜜的行. So the earlier part is on the aspiration. Then we talk about the practice of giving. So, 愿跟行. So, now, 愿和行 属于一. So, aspiration and practice is still considered the causal factors. Yeah, 属于因. 现在这一段是德果. So, over here is talking about the fruits. Yeah. We cultivate, then there should be fruits. In other words, results. Sometimes we hear people say, don't be so concerned about the fruits. To not be attached to the fruit is different from denial of the fruit. You meditate, of course, you're supposed to get some result. If you meditate, then no result, then meditate for what? Correct. Yeah. If you drink water, and no matter how you drink, there's no results, then drink for what? Is that result or not? Yes. First of all, you quench your thirst, then later you pee. Yeah, you have high tide. So, 愿你行都是与般若相应的. Yeah, so the aspiration and the practice are all connected to the wisdom. Yeah, 般若. Yeah, this word 相应. The word 相应. Common translation is connected. Sometimes I use the engineering term resonate. resonate. So these two things have the same root frequency, so they resonate. So here it's saying the aspiration and the cultivation is connected. It resonates with wisdom. What do you think, Sophie? Have that feel, 相应. Like when we say, oh, you recently meet a new friend. Wow, same frequency. So you feel connected, isn't it? You feel like, okay, we are in the same direction. So xiang yin has that meaning. Xiang to xiang yin. So here, it's not with somebody, but it's that the aspiration and the practice is in line, is connected, it resonates with wisdom. So, 是无所得的愿, 无所得行, yeah. So, both the aspiration and the practice is rooted in the wisdom of non-grasping. Seeing that all are dependent arising and empty in nature, so nothing to be obtained. Nothing that is permanent that you can grasp onto, in other words. So, 现在所得的, so by right, cause then produce result. But here, 无所得的这个愿跟行, 现在所得的也是无所得, so the result is also of the same nature. Also have that wisdom. Wisdom of non-abiding, non-attachment, or non-grasping. 也就是修无相因得无相果, in other words, the featureless cause resulting in the featureless fruit. 因为须菩提的疑问是, yeah, so last week I mentioned, when we read the Dhamma Sutra, it may not be apparent that there's a question. It's an implicit question. So here my teacher highlighted, 因为须菩提的疑问是, that Venerable Shibuti actually has a question, have this doubt. 所看见的佛有32相80种好, 乃至到发无上菩提心的菩萨, 见到佛无量的相好庄严，发恭敬心供养，怎么能说是不住相呢？ Will you consider? When we say we give, not to have attachment to the giver, to the recipient, to the gift. So, why do they give only to Shi? Why don't give others? Of course, some of you also give everybody, huh? Then, should we bow to everybody? Then, SGC needs to be 5 hours long. Okay, first bow to Shi Fu, then bow to Zhou Ping, everybody bow, 3 bows. Then, next bow to Sun Hao. Finish bowing, all of you, Ping San, even. So this is the question. When people see the Buddha, they are all the admirable features. The features, the 32 marks of a great man, the 80 minor features. So people get inspired and they get, to do offering because of his, in a way, the using modern terms would be the charisma, the majestic aura that the Buddha emits. So, in that case, when people give, then how can we say that it is not grasping onto the future? Interesting question. Because after all, isn't it because of this very dignified look that inspires sentient beings? So, here, that's the further reply. 所以佛提出这个问题，这个疑问。 Hence, the Buddha posed this question. What is the question? 须菩提，于云何可以身向见如来故？ So the Buddha asked, is it possible to see the Buddha using the body? So, if you ask yourself, like if we ask, is it possible to see Zhou Ping via his body? Then we may think, if we don't look at the body, then what are we looking at? Can we look at Chou Ping without looking at his body? Can we look away? Hello, Chou Ping. Hey, Chou Ping, how are you? Is that actually in you? Cannot. So this is where the teachings of the Buddha becomes very profound. So, Shri Bodhi is a Arahant. Venerable Subhuti is a great Arahant. So that among the Buddha's disciples, there are those who are first, second, third, up to the fourth fruit Arahant group. But among the Arahants, there are those who are Arahants, and then there are those who are Arahants. Yeah. Both are Arahants, but there are those Arahants who have very sharp faculties, yeah, that the Buddha has affirmed. This disciple is foremost in this area. That disciple, among Arahants, is foremost in this other area. In the Buddha's time, there are also those disciples who are foremost for creating trouble. In the Vinaya, we see Liu Qun Bi Qiu, the group of six. Liu Qun Bi Qiu. They appear in a lot of different texts. Whenever the Buddha set a rule, then they go and find loophole. Every time there's always such disciple, find loophole. Then, causing the Buddha to set down one more rule, set down another rule. Initially, one of the monks, killed something, killed somebody, killed something. Then later, Buddha only say cannot kill this. How about that other thing? Cannot kill. Buddha, okay, that one also cannot. Then after that, okay, this one cannot, that one also cannot. How about this other thing? Kill. Really, if you think that people nowadays always look for loophole, don't be surprised. 2,600 years ago, looking for loophole since then. So, which type of disciples do you want to become? Known for notoriety or for wholesome qualities? What do you think? Venerable Subhuti, which type is he? Is he famous, known for some wholesome quality, or is it some notorious behavior? Huh? Of course, in this case, he's not notorious for anything. I think his term is like 解空第一 or something. Let's see.
其菩提是大阿罗汉，不是一般的凡夫。
Not some ordinary folks.
佛这样问他，你的心意是怎么样呢？
So, Venerable Subhuti is not ordinary folks. And the Buddha asked him, in your mind, what do you think?
可以说看见三十二相八十随行好的身相就是见佛吗？
In other words, you see the question, if you just read the question, it doesn't list up all this, but later on, this is listed up. Because if you say that you can see the Buddha just by the body, then anybody who looked at the Buddha is the Buddha. If you say you can see Chou Ping by his body, then anybody who looks like Chou Ping is Chou Ping.
Hey, actually, that's ordinary thinking, right? If you can really find someone who looks like Chou Ping, why would you not think it's Chou Ping? Right? What if we find someone who looks like Chou Ping? Are you sure it's Chou Ping?
This is the question here. Interesting. We can ask, okay, if you are really Chou Ping, when do you first know Sifu? Maybe you can ask in this way. Or you can ask that supposed Chou Ping about some advanced physics or engineering principles. Come, solve this forest series. Then the person in Delhi, give me a question. Okay, this answer. Then you Can you then say that this is definitely talking? Hard to say also. Let's see. 我们初开始信佛的人，不管是在家出家的佛教徒， so those of us who initially learned the Dharma, yeah, regardless of whether we are lay or monastics, if we just got started, what happened? 也会碰到这样的问题， yeah, we may also encounter this question. What kind of question? 看见具足看见具有三十二相的人，就认为那是佛。Then we may have this idea: someone who have all the features that look like a Buddha, then we say this is a Buddha. Of course, in real life, I don't think we think in this way, isn't it? But in other words, 我们是以貌取人， yeah? So we see, hey, this one, hey, wow, look.Look quite 庄严哦，哇！你要 see the face 往夫妇 ，then not so thin thin， 哦 ，the hair shaved very nicely， 哇 ，shiny shiny looking，then 哇 ，all shaved properly，then the complexion 哇 ，so fair， but you know this monk wash the face very nice， yeah， then the clothes 哇 ，you know look like the tradition， look like what we see on TV， you know， 哇 ，red color robe， then got lines， yeah。Yeah, then got the beads here, the beads behind, yeah, like this, like that. Then, wow, this one must be a grandmaster. Yeah. I remember, you know what happened? When I was newly ordained, then about 3 weeks later. 3 weeks later, three other persons ordained. Two younger ones around my age. And one who is very old, much elderly. So, you know, the joke is, the one who is newly ordained, technically, is my junior, because just a few, you know, but still, in a way, junior. Not to compare me, because Samadera, we go by the age. But if you compare the novice monk who just ordained, he is at least maybe 70 plus 80, the moment he kicked her out, wow, everybody see, wow, that was a, so here it says, wow, if you see someone look like Buddha, we take that person as a Buddha. Maybe not so likely. Would you all do that? Because we know that the Buddha passed away in the body of Nirvana. But the moment we see someone who look elderly and is a, you know, wow, immediately we have respect. Wow, this one Mahadera Nayaka. Wow, this one is must be some Zanglao. We have that kind of mindset. You see this one? So young. What does he know? Basically this part is about this. Yeah. So 这句话不能说完全对，也不能说完全不对。但在凡夫与圣人是有差别，有差别的。So we cannot say that it's absolutely correct or wrong. Yeah, because sometimes you look at the monk who is old, really has been a monk for many years. Sometimes no. Yeah, maybe in how many thousand kalpa later or some future, you really see the Buddha. Yeah, and it's really Maitreya Buddha.Yeah, is Maitreya Buddha supposed to appear differently or have the word Maitreya Buddha? Amitabha. So hard to say. But as far as worldling, unenlightening, and enlightening, that is a distinction. What is a distinction? Here, 圆谬论上说到一件事. Yeah, so in one of the commentary, there's one incident.有一位优婆塞， yeah, 有一天在一个地方看见具足三十二相八十种好，并发大放大光明的人。Yeah, so in one of the commentary, it mentioned about one lay disciple. Over here is 优婆塞， meaning is a male lay disciple, Upasaka. Yeah, so one day he encountered someone with the full splendor, 32 monks and 80 features, yeah, of a great man, and then emitting light. There's such a person. 他带领很多的比丘, and was with a lot of monks. So, 而这一位相好光明的人对他说了很多的法, and this person said a lot of Dharma, yeah, gave a lot of Dharma teachings to this man, yeah, this Upasaka. Then what happened? 但是这位优婆塞说, 你不是佛, yeah, but this Upasaka said, you are not Buddha. Wow. What a bold claim. 这位现出佛相好光明的人对他说, 怎么知道我不是佛呢? How do you know that I am not the Buddha? So he replied, 因为你说的都是邪知邪见, 所以你不是佛。 Because whatever the person replied to the one who looked like Buddha and said, because whatever you said is of the wrong view, doesn't, you know, 邪知邪见, wrong knowing and wrong view, evil view. So, yeah, and that is why you are not the Buddha. So my teacher said, 哎呀, 我们看见了这段文，心里面很感动。 如果是我们看见32相80种好的境界, 我们敢说你不是佛? 这句话吗? So, reading about this, he feels very touched. If we were to encounter such a situation, you see someone who looks like the Buddha, not to mention someone who looks like Buddha, you see this supposed senior monk, wow, a lot of other monks following him, and then he's giving Dharma. Even if that monk says something that is incorrect, do you dare to say, you made a mistake? Huh? If let's say, one person, a very senior monk, and then publicly tell everybody, do you all know about the book, The Secret? Yeah? Do you all know about the book, The Secret? A lot of Buddhists think that it's a Buddhist, it has Buddhist teaching. I tell you, it is not. Yeah, it is a look-alike. It's a look-alike. The Secret has no Dharma content inside. Don't be mistaken. Yeah, but I ever encountered one senior monk. Even go and order a lot of this book and give up to the disciples. The trouble is, if it's a senior, if it is someone who looks like a senior, yeah, indeed a senior, then make such a comment, who dare to stand up and say, you are wrong, this is not the right book. Not easy. Not to mention someone who looks like Buddha. Imagine if you go to some country, then you see, wow, there's this whole thousands of monks and nuns and laymen and laywomen, and then, wow, no spotlight on that place, is like a remote place, so there are only camera. And then that person just, wow, breath. And then giving teaching, and then present a book, The Secret. I think most people were worship the book. But you know what happened to the person who went and say, this book is not canon. Jialat. What to do? But this is quite common. Yeah, in fact now as we speak, occasionally in Expo, there's this, yeah, you all have heard before, Wu Tai Zhang. He sit down there. 没有看到光. If you all have not seen the video, go and find my Facebook. I recently received this video that someone shared with me. I don't know what he's doing. But the trouble is, there are people who still believe, you know. Yeah. And if you try to convince them otherwise, they'll get upset with you, you know. They'll feel like, oh, 你要害我? Huh? 你要引导我走偏啊? 我相信台长啊, whatever. 哇,别讲了。 And it's basically this, because a lot of people will, I've heard so many devotees say, hey, but 但是师父, 很多几千个人, you know? So this is 着相, because 人山人海说 must be true, ma. We just have to consider, the Buddha, in the first teaching, only 5 disciples. The number in the audience doesn't validate or nullify the teachings. So, so, 可能没有说话就这个磕头了。 认为他说的说什么都是对的 yeah. So my teacher is quite particular about these kind of things. He said, the moment you see this, before you say anything, maybe you really find yourself bowing down and cut down. Yeah. And in our mind we may even think whatever this person says is true, because wow, so many people, you know, and so on. 但这位优婆萨不是这样的, but this Upasaka is not like this. 他是在家居士, 还不是出家人, this is a lay person, not even a monastic. Yeah, but this person is different. So, 当这位居士说, 说完这句话, 这32相80种好的人, 就现出原形来了, 是魔王, 魔王有这种神通 能现出佛的相好光明, 他就赞叹释迦牟尼佛的这个伟大, 说, 连一个五戒居士都知道我不是佛, 何况出家的佛弟子呢? 这可见那个时代 佛法的程度是怎么样? So when this lay disciple made the declaration, 你不是佛, yeah, and then explain why, the person who looked like the Buddha immediately revealed the original form, and it turned out to be Mara, Mowang. And so, footnote, the Mara has this ability to appear like the Buddha. So I have to be careful. So, but Mara here, this Mowang, also further praise the greatness of Shakyamuni Buddha. That, what about? 连一个五戒居士都知道我不是佛, that even a lay disciple who observed only the 5 precepts, because it's the lowest level. Even such a level knows that he is not the Buddha. 何况出家的佛弟子? So much more you would expect of the monastic disciples, yeah, the Sangha. So my teacher is saying that, yeah, you can see how in the Buddha's time, the level, the standard, yeah, how high that standard is. Not ordinary. Yeah. I have heard, unfortunately, that somehow, if you look at some videos in the expo, you even see some monks and nuns in the Lu Taichang's talk, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I also don't know where they are from.
Some say that, you know, some even question whether they are real monks or not.
Yeah.
In the past how many years, a lot of senior monks have raised this question. There are a lot of people who ask the monastic, the Sangha, to make a public statement. So many have made the statements really. But those who want to believe will still go and believe. To me, there will always be people who try to capitalize on the circumstances, yeah, and make use of Buddhism to get some benefit. I'm not saying it's correct. Lu Jin Hong or Lu Hong Jin. But I'm saying, in a way, we are responsible. Why? Because for a long time, we have condoned or even sometimes encouraged people or Buddhists to 厕所肮脏佛前扫地. Yeah, we encourage this kind of mindset. Anything happen, just pray. Anything happen, just pray. Right? Traditional Buddhism is like that, huh? Yeah? Stomach, pray. Headache, pray. Yeah? 大小事都是, 去点香求香, 烧香拜佛. Yeah? So, with this as a basis, then you can have Lu Tai Chang. If all Buddhists know the Dharma, not just know the Dharma, but know the Dharma and actually make the choice to stay in Buddhism after knowing Dharma. Do you think Lu Tai Chang can exist? Yeah? It is like, imagine if some Sen Kun go to NTU or NUS and say that, oh, I have this magic thing. Yeah. You can hold on to it and you can fly around this magic room. Come, buy $50 cheap. Do you think this can happen in the two universities? It's impossible because the standard is there. To enter even university, you need to have some level of knowledge. Yeah. So sometimes the trouble is, 我们广大, 那个门槛放得太低, 门开得太大, 什么人都可以进来。 Yeah. As a Buddhist in Singapore, you're not required to be certified. Yeah. You just have to fill in the form, you are a Buddhist. That's it, you are a Buddhist. You don't even have to know who is Buddha. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's why Lu Tai Chang can even exist. Because most Buddhists, even those who go to temple, they are not required to learn Dharma. There's very little emphasis on that. Sometimes I really feel, because you know, the very same people who go to temple, go in, go out, can, I'm not attacking other religion, I'm stating as a matter of fact, that there are those devotees who, you know, so pious and so on, they can overnight suddenly go to church. Yeah. And because churches require that they must attend church, so they also go. Yeah. How much they can learn, how much they can understand, that's another thing. But they also happy go. Yeah. So, whereas when they go to a temple, we don't have that kind of expectation. So, sometimes. So those of you, last week one of you, you just took refuge. Huh? Mm-hmm. Might be thinking, oh, 上了水船. Once we become, if we choose to become a Buddhist, we must know that it means we want to be the Buddha's disciple. Then it is our duty to learn what our teacher has taught, ma. Not this teacher, Buddha. Namo Ban Shi Shi Jia Muni Mo. Buddha is our root teacher. So we should learn what the Buddha has taught. And even when Shifu teach something, you should measure that against what the Buddha has taught and then verify with reality. Yeah. If Shifu teach something that nobody can verify with reality, then you have to put it to question. Worse still, if what I teach, or what has been taught by me or any teachers, for that matter, is in contradiction with reality, then you should reject it. Yeah. To the point where, as far as Buddhist teaching is concerned, even if you find from the Buddhist text, yeah, and the Buddhist text say A, B, C, D, E, but it's in contradiction with reality, you should not accept it enough. Now, this is the mindset in Buddhism. Not to simply just accept it because it's in some holy text. Cannot. If you do that, cannot attain enlightenment. Yeah. So, Moha Bodha Bodhami Jing Suo, 怎么名为佛呢? So, in the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, it says, so this Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra is the what you call the greater the sutra on the greater perfection of wisdom. So, 怎么名为佛呢? So how is one named as a Buddha? 佛自己回答, the Buddha replied himself, 得一切种子, 名字为佛. So, 得一切种子, that means once you have acquired all the knowledges, all the wisdom, then you are considered Buddha. 佛没说, 没有说, 得32相八十种好, 得人即是佛. The Buddha never said, oh, how to be known as Buddha? You must acquire the 32 marks of a great man, then you are Buddha. No. It is by the wisdom that a person is known as Buddha, awakened. Yeah? Buddha is not a name, you know. Yeah. It is describing the person as being awakened. So, it is when a person is awakened, then he's called awakened. Understand? And so, in order to be awakened, you must have the wisdom. So it's by virtue of the wisdom then a person is termed, his name is titled Buddha. Okay, we'll stop here at page 111.
Yen